Okay, good evening, or good morning if you're in another part of the world. So I'm here again in the sofa room. And with me tonight on the sofa, I have Dharmacharini Anagarika Mega, and I have Dharmachari Yashasaga. So we try to make a point of reminding people that our Preceptors College is an international body. Although most of the people who work in the college are based in the UK. But we do have coolers who work elsewhere, and that's been a very important development. So my friends that I have with me here on the sofa tonight are Megas from our Australasian or South Pacific women's cooler, and Yasha Sagar is from Indian cooler. So just before I ask you some questions, maybe you could just introduce yourself, just say hello, and maybe just tell us a little bit about yourself, Mega.
Okay. So, yes, I'm from a place called, or a community come retreat centre called Naganaga, halfway between Sydney and Brisbane, going up north in Australia from Sydney. So it's on the east coast. And I live with in an older community, and we run retreats, largely concerned with training for women for ordination, filling in the holes of where, because they're an outlier. In Australia, we have a lot of people far-flung, so we act as a bit of a satellite for people further north.
Great. And Yasha Sagar, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm from Pune. And works for the men's ordination team. Goes on a retreat quite often, preparing men for ordination. Yes, and I have a family back in Pune. Pune is very close to Mumbai. Yes, people know Mumbai more. Yes, and enjoying being here actually. Yes.
Good. And you live with your family. Tell us a little bit about your family.
We all together got 5 members, including me. My mother lives with me.
Yeah.
My wife, she recently got ordained.
Yay.
And she is now Dharmacharini, Vajradharini. And my 2 sons. One is 14 completed. So his name is Abhinit. And another one is 10 year old. His name is Arna. Yes. Yeah.
And I know you, Yasha Sagar, I know you work incredibly hard for the ordination team. And you're also part of the International Council.
Yes.
So your family are obviously very supportive of you doing this.
Yeah, my wife, she's very supportive. Yeah, because without her support and my mother's support to her,
yeah,
it wasn't possible for me to take up what I have taken up, actually.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, thank you to all of them, because the college is the college benefits so much from having you come, both of you. So I'm really pleased that you're both here tonight, so we have a little bit of an international flavour. So, for example, Mega, could you just tell us a little bit about how the cooler works in Australasia, in South Pacific? You know, like, do you do ordination retreats there, or, you know, how does it function?
So the kula is 3 of us, Damanandi and Varadevi from New Zealand, plus yourself, Parami, and Ratnadharani, and Sangadevi. So that's our complete kula. But the 3 of us live down there, which has meant that we, over the years, we've now run 4 ordination retreats out in Australasia. That's actually, bigger retreats. There's been ordinations down there.
Yeah.
But not on a month-long, specially programmed ordination retreat. So the 4th one was last year.
So how many women have been ordained through those retreats?
Good point. It's somewhere between 22 and 24.
Okay. So that's a substantial number of women who've been ordained. And they've done...
Oh, no, it must be more than that. So
on
yeah,
those
so
retreats.
24 yeah. plus. 24. No, on those retreats. Yeah, that's... yeah.
That's very good, yeah. And that's since 2007, something like that?
I think it's a little bit...
Maybe before that?
2007... yes, it's about 2007,
yeah. So in 7 or 8 years or so, there have been 24 plus women ordained on the month-long retreats.
Yeah.
And there have also been one or two who have been ordained by coming over to Akashavana. That's great, isn't it? So that's quite a substantial number of women ordained, given how small a kula you are and how few dharmacharis you have working.
Yes.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
So actually, if people haven't, if they're not ordained at Akashavana, there's quite an interest in going over to Akashavana as order members.
To be
on the team as well. So the sense of needing to be connected with a wider order is actually quite important down in Australasia.
That's great. And also, you know, you coming to this meeting is part of that connecting in, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, for different reasons. Our position, our geography means we can feel more isolated and not so connected in, particularly with the college.
Yeah.
There'll be different reasons for, you know, for those in India, but it requires effort. But every time, so really we could do with coming more often. I could do with it's just really important.
I believe Varadevi and Dharmanandi, the other two women public preceptors will be coming to her second meeting this year. That's great. So all three of you have had that opportunity. Yeah.
And we've not had that many in one hit before.
That's great.
Only been one a year, not even one a year.
So that's really good. And of course, I try and go over.
That's the other really important link.
Keep those links.
So
Nyasha Sagar in India, how many, I don't know if I should ask you how many people have been ordained in the last 7 or 8 years. It's been a lot.
Well, it's been a lot actually, and we recently had men's ordination, six men ordained in last month. So for the men's actually we keep trying to ordain, means have an ordination retreat at least every after 1.5 years or 2 years.
Okay,
time.
Every 18 months to 2 years.
2 years time.
Yeah.
So
it's
good actually.
Yeah.
Yes. And we have now full kula, Indian kula. Before that, it wasn't possible to have a full Indian kula just 2 years back when there were more public preceptors. So now it is full Indian kula.
That means you have 5 Indian order members
in the kula.
In the kula.
And our kula consists of 2 Western Dharmacharis.
That's
actually
Subhuti
and
Karunamaya.
Yeah.
Dharmacharini Karunamaya.
That's
great. So now there is one woman public preceptor who's Indian, maybe for the last 2 years?
It's more than 2 years. Actually.
More than 2 years. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So Nanshuri, she's Nanshuri.
Yeah. And there were some women's ordinations, but you said your wife was ordained.
Yes, and that was in January, 4th January.
And how many women?
I think more than 15.
15
I don't know
something,
the exact number,
yeah.
but yes, more than 15 definitely.
That's great. And somebody told me there was now 1,000 women who have asked for ordination in India. Almost 1,000.
Yeah, almost 1,000. Though this number is always mystical for us.
Mystical.
For certain around those figure actually. Yeah.
And men?
Men more than 800, that's what we say.
So you're kula of 5 Indian order members and 2 Western order members. Are helping to train nearly 2,000 people to join the order.
That's right, actually. Yeah. And altogether, we generally provide 12 to 14 retreats for the mains every year. And women might do the same.
Well, sadhu for all the work that you do. And even Sadhu Mega as well, for what your Kula has managed to do in the last 7 or 8 years in Australasia. That's fantastic. And you've been to quite a few meetings now, haven't you, Yasha Sagar, college meetings?
Yeah, this is my second meeting here, but
including
in Bodh Gaya, actually.
Yeah,
this is the third.
So is it important for you to be able to come to these meetings?
Yeah, it's very important, actually. Basically, one is to have the link with the international public preceptor Kula. Mm. That is very important one. That definitely gives so many things back to take back to India.
Mm-hmm.
And same time, we can contribute actually from Indian side, our perspective. That is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And second thing is that this is very personal reason actually, that is being a preceptor and being order member. We have to have a friendship, connection with each other. That's the basic reason, I think, actually. No? And I'm enjoying very much that, my personal connections.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah. And Megha, you've been to, this is your second or third, and the international preceptors meetings.
Well, actually, if I count Bodh Gaya, this
of course,
my third
three,
one.
Three.
Which,
yeah.
You know, I take that seriously.
Actually. Oh, yeah.
Going to India, that's definitely, I think, really helps one to tune in with the wider order, which is being in India as well. But no, yes, this is my second one here.
In the Northern Hemisphere. Well, India, of course, is in the Northern Hemisphere, but in the UK.
Yeah.
In Adistana. Mm. First time in Adistana.
First time at Adistana.
Yes.
Fantastic place.
Ah, it's your first time too.
Yeah, means for the meeting.
Yeah. So what do you think of Adistana?
I think it's a fantastic resource, and it feels like it blends itself very well for an international gathering type place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite comfortable to be here.
Mm.
I mean, they could do something about the weather. But, you know, the actual place, I think, seems to run very smoothly.
I think the best thing to do about the weather is move the whole thing to Spain or to India or to the South Pacific.
Entirely change the weather of this country there.
Yeah, exactly. That would be good. Interesting, you were just saying, Yasha Sagar, that one of the things you enjoy are the personal connections. So you have a personal connection with Megha's mum, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you want to say a little bit about that? Because that's quite interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, Vajrashuri. Actually, my wife has a very good connection with her. If she would have been there in India, the Vajrashuri, she could have been her priority preceptor. So that way she was very connected. So though Vijaya being her priority preceptor, she exactly chose the name which is connected with Vajrashuri.
The Vajra,
This is very strong coincidence that my wife's old name was also Megha.
That's right.
So she was sort of a yes, daughter to her, actually.
That's great,
Vajrashuri.
Yeah.
Vajrashuri did came to our house, actually, and she was definitely very good connected, nicely connected with Vajradharini. So, I took her to meet Vajrashuri when she was at Karunamaya's flat before I came
in
here.
Pune.
In Pune. She definitely wanted to see her connections, actually.
Great.
And, we were wondering about her operation, and she came out of all these difficulties and big operations. So great.
That's wonderful. Yeah, so it's quite something, isn't it, that we have Megha here, and you've come over from Australia, and your mum, Vajrashuri, has just gone from Australia to India, and in India, she's, you know, not 1 week ago, she's sitting in a room chatting to Yasha Sagar's wife.
Yes,
and now Megha and Yasha Sagar are chatting to me on the sofa in Adistana, in England.
It's a real little taste, isn't it? It's the
lovely.
Internationalists.
Yes,
but also what you say about the building up of connections as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Very important. Yeah, I mean, it's very important. You know, both of you say how important it is for your links. With people and your links with a broader college. But I think it's very, very important for those of us who live and work in, you know, in the UK particularly, just to really have the opportunity to hear from people from the other areas in the world. You know, it's very easy, there's, because of numbers and because of historical reasons, it's very easy for, I think, for us to, it's not that we forget, of course we don't forget, but to really understand the different conditions.
And so much is happening actually in the other world also of the Ratna. So people need to know that what is happening. And considering India, it is, it seems that actually two-thirds of the order is in India. So that's a big number actually in a way.
So you've attended the International Council meeting. And did you you've attended
the area
meeting in
New Zealand.
We had the meeting in Sudarshana Loka, didn't we? So you've both had some sense of how that meeting is building up. Do you know, do you have any thoughts on that?
From hearing, well, the sharing of what's going on at the area meeting, and the listening to each other felt really important. And I could see why people, every time I hear somebody's gone to one of those, or the international meeting, they come back really inspired. So, and the, then hearing about it here at the college meeting, the sense of working at connection on the international level is... it's still got further to go, but being here really reinforces why it's so important. And I have to say, I was slow at getting that. And partly because I just thought, oh no, not more meetings. But but actually the meetings are really interesting and inspiring.
I think that's a very common response, to be honest. You know, just the other day I had an email from somebody, from one of the UK women order conveners, who was telling me that somebody in her area, in her region, couldn't really see the point of the order conveners meeting together, and they felt it was just another bureaucratic structure. And I guess it's hard sometimes to communicate the flavour. I mean, you've been at the big international meetings. You've been at two of those.
Including Nagaloka and three,
actually. Three. You've been to all of them. So, I mean, do you want to say anything?
It's definitely a very good initiative, actually, Litratna has ever initiated. It's giving really a chance to think about and talk about the common issues, actually, internationally. It's not a, somewhere just based. Internationally, you can come and talk about them. And again, it's a connectivity, actually. You know, the Yivdati Ratna is a worldwide movement. Then it has, it needs to be represented somewhere. And I think the International Council is the meeting where everything is represented in that way. And yes, actually, we can share common practices. We can talk about common things. So that's very important. And particularly from the India's point of view, it is always been helpful, actually, you know, so far. Yes, the meeting is still taking, what you call that, a complete momentum. But it's growing, actually, definitely. From the first meeting, I could see that, how it's growing. It's really coming together,
I think that, because I've been to all three of those meetings as well, I think in some ways the one I enjoyed most was at Nagaloka. I think just being in India for that meeting and... just being in such a great place. And do you remember we had those young, the girls that would make us flowered shrines every day? They
flower rangoli.
What do they call them?
Rangoli.
Rangoli. The flower, they used petals on the floor to make patterns. So every morning we would just come to the shrine room and there would be something new. It was just absolutely beautiful. It was really lovely. And I think it held us together well.
That's nice.
As a place. Although I think it worked very well here too, at Adistana. So just, we should finish quite soon, but it's very nice to talk to both of you and get that international flavour. So this meeting, what's been the highlight? What have you really enjoyed in this meeting so far? This one at Adistana.
Yes, last night program actually. Yeah, it was really beautiful. The way the handing on taken place and pass on taken place, you could say that.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And complete, what you call that, rejoicing of merit of Dhamarati. Yeah,
yeah.
Brought a lot of things actually.
Yeah, it was lovely, wasn't it?
Yes, and the same, the very committed and very sincere man was taking on from him, that is Sadhaloka.
Sadhaloka,
yeah. So it was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt other things were also important, but
yeah.
I felt that was the moment.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just so that for our listeners across the world, we part of this meeting has been that Dhamarati, who has been chair of the college for 10 years, is passing that, has passed now, that responsibility to Sadhaloka. And we did a little ceremony last night, very simple, where Dhamarati passed an initiation vase, which used to belong to Bhante.
Right.
So that was a good lineage.
Yeah.
To Sadhaloka, who then put it on the shrine. And then the evening that you mentioned, Yasha Sagar, with the rejoicings, it went on for quite a long time. Because so many people just really wanted to rejoice in Dhamarati.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you enjoy that, Megha?
Yes,
I know you did.
I would have drawn that as a highlight.
Really?
But you've described it very well. So this is a part of the college greeting, but it's part of being at Edistona. I've just been on a library tour.
Ah.
And with Dana Samudra. Mm. And it was so good to actually do a tour, different from just going from room to room, because it highlighted what they're trying to build up.
Mm.
And you've got a sense of more the wealth that's here and that side of it, because that's one aspect of Adistana. So I really appreciate it actually being taken through, just to appreciate what it's going to be able to offer.
Great. So, in fact, last night, Mokshananda, I think, is making a little film, which he'll make available at the end of the college meeting, after the college meeting ends. And I think part of it is to include the rejoicings that we've done and to show those moments of transition. So it has felt like an important meeting. And we've still got 3 days to go.
Yeah.
So I'd really like to thank both of you. And I know that, Megha, particularly, you've been quite tired. You haven't been very well either.
Mm.
Yeah, you've had a bit of a cold. So
these
they do, and I just really appreciate you being willing to come along and be interviewed. And it's lovely that we've had somebody from India and somebody from the South Pacific. So I really appreciate you doing this, but I really appreciate all the work that you do, because I know what you do, and I think you do it with a lot, such a willingness and such a kind of dedication to Bhante and to the order. And you know, and the work that people do in ordination training isn't always obvious. It's not always obvious, but of course we see the results and all the fantastic people who get ordained.
Yes.
So thank you so much.
Thank you, Parvati.
Thank you, Parvati.
And Jai Bhim.
And Jai Bhim to everybody.
Jai Bhim.